Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Joe Humphreys is the writer of the Unthinkable Philosophy column in the Irish Times. He's also assistant news editor there. We've spoken about empathy, feeling powerless, using philosophy to handle life setbacks. Today we're talking about handling cruel comments about your appearance. Inspired, if that's the word, by Gary Lineker's mean remark about the back of Frank Lampard's head. Yeah, during BBC's live Euro 2024 coverage last week. Joe, good afternoon. And we'll have a listen to that clip. So it's Gary Lineker and Frank Lampard.
Yeah. I wish they'd take that screen down, then we'd see all the punters. But if they took the screen down, they wouldn't be able to watch the game, would they?
In our heads. They wouldn't turn up for that.
No, no one wants to see the back of your head these days, do they, Frank?
Not.
That's for sure.
And if you haven't seen that clip, the pair are engaging in some friendly banter during the, as you heard. And then St. Gary, of all people, cruelly tells his panellists, nobody wants to see the back of your head these days, for sure. And then Frank, it was all good fun up until then.
It was. And then Frank's face sort of collapsed. It was quite a moment, and it became a bit of a meme online. Just his face sort of crumpled, and he looked like he was about to cry for a minute, and then he looked like he was about to jump up and hit Gary Lineker for a moment. And I guess it highlighted maybe two things. One was the nature of maybe slagging around hair loss, that it's maybe one of those acceptable types of body shaming, to use that word, still today. Some types of body shaming, you know, if you like, you can't really talk about it. People can accept that, but people make light of it, and it's not necessarily a small issue for some people, and people sensitivity varies. And I guess also it does highlight that question, how to deal with those sort of insults oneself. You know, you get insulted for all sorts of reasons on a daily basis as a journalist, quite regularly, for professional reasons. But when just going through life, one gets insults about appearance in particular, or about other things that either one can be oversensitive to, or maybe one can take in a more positive light or more constructive light than necessarily taking it too sensitively.
Now, before we get to what the philosophers might say, it is, you know, people talk about slagging up and slagging down. Mm. You know, people who are hirsute, as Gary Lineker is, and has no problems in the follicle department, he was slagging a man who is follically challenged.
Yeah. I suppose
so. He's slagging down, if you like.
He's slagging down that sense. And I guess one of the things about slagging and insults generally, sometimes they're an expression of intimacy, actually, you know. And you know about, you know, competitive slagging between guys in particular are prone to this, meeting in the pub, and they'll slag each other off viciously. And, you know, family members will slag each other off viciously. And it's kind of a way of intimacy and testing the bounds of, you know, acceptable comment and maybe communicating things that you know, they feel the person can receive. Now, obviously, it crossed the line when it's on live TV.
But it's interesting as well, whenever you talk to sports people and they're retiring and you ask them what they're going to miss, and in the top three is always the banter in the dressing room.
Yeah.
The slagging in the dressing room. So it's part of being a professional sports person.
And I think that's the thing. It can be enjoyable. I mean, I think what happens is, obviously, the losing one hair can be a particular sensitivity. And, you know, it's happened with footballers before. And I think there's an issue there specifically. Like, Gary Lineker is going grey. And going grey, now there's been a lot about positivity around greyness. You know, greyness both for men and for women. You know, the grey fox look, you know, is sort of a thing. But there isn't the same thing really by baldness, if you like, or kind of going bald or losing one's hair. There isn't kind of a positive thing. It's seen as almost an embarrassing thing to be losing.
So I think you're here with consolation from the world of philosophy. Is it? Well first logic. Where are you going to start?
First logic, yeah. Well, there's a, if you go right back to 2,000 years ago, there was a philosopher called Eubulides who came up with this principle called Sorite's paradox. And Sorite is the name for a heap. And it was it initially kind of related to a heap of sand. And it was relating to vague terms. So what is a heap of sand, or what is a head of hair? So the average head of hair is about 100,000 strands of hair. And if you take away one strand, you've 999,999 strands of hair, that's still a head of hair. And then you subtract another one, it's still a head of hair. You subtract another one, it's still a head of hair. So the argument goes, if you keep going, you get down to one strand of hair, and that's a head of hair.
Right.
That's the paradox.
That is not very consoling if you're a man in his 20s who finds a bald patch. That is not But thanks for the effort.
Yeah, it's not hugely convincing. So, yeah, there's other ways of doing it. And I mean, there are a lot of people who kind of have down the years tried to, say, make positive expressions of what hair loss. There was actually a philosopher, Synesius, who wrote a book back again to about the same era as Aristotle in defense of baldness and spoke about how the bald head was like, you know, the helmet on a warrior's head and that hairy animals were more, you know, wild and less intelligent than the bald animals. And you had all this whole theory. And you do have kind of positive expressions that, you know, more modern kind of writers have written about that. Alain de Botton, the philosophical writer, has written, he started going bald himself age 20. And one of the things he sort of writes about is how the experience of loss makes you appreciate things more, you know, that it almost enhances your aesthetic judgment, that you can almost look at a painting with greater appreciation
because you've no hair. Right. Well, yeah. Your hair won't get in your eyes anyway. That's one thing for sure.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, the other kind of more maybe more general that I think resonates, I think is more persuasive from my, you know, my ears would be, you know, this Buddhist notion, they would shave off their hair as a way of losing attachment. So within Buddhism and other Eastern and indeed Stoic kind of traditions, you can prepare yourself for inevitable loss and disappointment in life by starting to let go of attachments. So Tony DeMello, the psychotherapist and priest, he wrote about there's only one source of unhappiness in the world, and that's attachment. Uh-huh. And so, in actual fact, by losing your hair, you're ahead of the people with hair. So you're actually getting ahead. You're winning by losing, if you like. They haven't experienced loss.
You're right, listener. Yeah. Joe's looking at me and he's saying, "Yes, I'm ahead of the posse," as my dad used to say. Yeah.
So that's another approach.
I can see it. And we spoke to two lads who one of them went off to Turkey or someplace to get the implants and somebody else had some sort of toupee thing. And if you're young and it can be detrimental to your confidence and your mental health. But maybe it's easier for me to say as an older man, like acceptance, like that just accept, yeah. That's it. It's like it's not something that you did yourself. It's in your genes. You have no control over it.
It is. And I think some of the difficulty with acceptance, look, it's hard for us all to accept things about ourselves that we can't change. Again, this goes to the core Stoic principle. And it's hard to be a pure Stoic because the pure Stoic says there's nothing either good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. So but that includes the good stuff. So, you know, you have to temper your enthusiasm about good stuff. You have to also temper your feeling, your downward spiral over bad stuff. So it's really to be kind of on an even keel as much as possible, and not to get to be swung two-way, one or the other. So, you know, there's a popularizer of the Stoic sayings, and he has a pithy thing about Ryan Holiday. And he says, you know, change isn't good. The status quo isn't good. They just are. So it's just a matter of accepting them as they are. I don't know
if anybody who's going bald listening got any solace from that, Joe, but I enjoyed that chat. The philosophy of going bald. Joe Humphries, thank you so
thank
much.
You, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Now, have we got another commercial break here? We do.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.